The New Zealand First Labour Coalition Agreement has revealed the next government will follow Labour's policies when it comes to immigration. The document made public yesterday briefly outlined how the parties together would ensure work visas issued reflect genuine skills shortages. There's also a promise to take serious action on migrant exploitation, but didn't mention any specific number cuts or what visa categories such cuts would come from. Going into the election, Labour promised voters they'd slash immigration numbers by 20 to 30,000, while New Zealand First pledged to take it right down to 10,000 from the current 70,000. Here with us now to talk about what impacts a Labour-led immigration policy will have over New Zealand is former Reserve Bank economist Michael Riddell on the phone, the New Zealand Initiative's chief economist Eric Crampton in the Wellington studio, and here with me in the Auckland studio is a senior policy analyst from the Policy Observatory at AUT, David Hall. Good morning to you all.
Morning.
Just going first to you, Michael, who will build 100,000 houses that Labour say we need?
The same people who've been building them for the last few years. The migrant share of the construction workforce is actually remarkably small. We've had a really big increase in the construction workforce in the last few years, and almost all of that has been New Zealand workers.
Eric Crampton, your view on that?
Well, my worry is that Michael's right. We need to have a massive upscaling in the amount of building. We need more migrants to help with that. Labour's Kiwi Build Visa doesn't go anywhere near far enough for the number of construction workers we're going to need. And we really missed a trick by not having all of the Irish and other construction workers that were helping with the Canterbury rebuild not just move on up to Auckland and start building houses.
We do have we're spreading out to the regions. There's going to be investment in the regions. Is that going to be a positive step, Eric?
Well, I've always thought it'd be a good idea to let regions specify an additional number of migrants they might be able to get. So I know Dunedin has been wanting to get more migrants. Other regions have wanted more migrants, but overall immigration policy is constrained by housing in Auckland. I've thought that that should instead be an on top of national policy, so whatever's going on with national level policy, let regions specify they want more migrants, give a regional specific visa to let people live there for 3 years or a limited time before giving them free mobility. It looks like Labour instead is doing this by perhaps cutting back a little bit less than they otherwise would have and allocating some of it to the regions. So that's not as good as they would have liked, but at least it lets them cut less than they otherwise might have.
We haven't seen, again, a lot of detail on what type of cuts there'll be, what categories. Are you concerned about that, Michael?
I think if you look at Labour's policy, it actually is relatively clear. I mean, the big focus of their changes is actually on the export education side of things, pulling back on work visa rights for students who are here. And I think one of the things that's important to understand is that what Labour's policy will do is it will result in a one-off shift down in the number of foreign students who are here. It won't make any difference to the trend level of migration through time. The number of people who come to New Zealand on average through time is determined by what's called the Residence Approvals Program. We grant 45,000 people a year permission to stay permanently. That number isn't changed at all by this policy. And so in many respects, I've argued that this is a cosmetic change more than a very substantive one.
And I wanted to just bring in David Hall on this, talking about the students. There seems to be general consensus that this is an area where we can tighten things up. I mean, there's been scandals of universities or tertiary education institutions issuing what we could call dodgy degrees to students, and that's an area that looks like it's certainly been targeted by Labour. How do you feel about the public opinion issue around those students?
Sure. I mean, improving educational quality can surely only be a good thing for New Zealand and for the students. But the question is how that's going to play out. I mean, if you increase the educational quality and the visas go down as a consequence of that, then... I'm sorry.
That's all right. You're concerned about the impression as well that people have on young students. Particularly, we see them in Auckland, and then we've had these scandals, of course, of people being issued with degrees that have been called into question. But do you think as well? Well, are you concerned that this whole debate reduces the immigration down to numbers instead of people?
Yeah. The issue is the numbers, because it's fine to focus on educational quality, but you just don't know what numbers you're going to reduce, because if you improve the educational quality, then the visas may go down.
Michael, going back to you, a political question, really. Winston Peters has talked a lot about our domestic problems, and then he's come out saying, well, there's lots of work to do, but I'll take foreign affairs. Some are concerned that this policy could tarnish our reputation overseas. How do you see that in terms of the position that Winston Peters has taken?
Oh, I mean, I think there's been a bit of a beat up on how much of a change in immigration policy this is. And part of that was deliberate by Labor. They wanted to be seen to be doing something. In fact, you know, we'll still be left with this residence approvals program that in per capita terms is three times the number of residence visas that are granted in the United States. So I think there may be some short-term presentational things, but, you know, that's why we have diplomats to explain the government's position. New Zealand still, by international standards, remains extraordinarily open to immigration. Some favour that, Eric does. Something that's a problem, I do.
Final word to you, Eric. You're concerned that in time Winston Peters' push to lower the immigration even further may come to fruition?
Well, I think that Labor's proposed changes don't do that much in the current environment, but everybody's been forecasting that the immigration numbers are going to be dropping, and if we tighten standards on some of those categories when net migration numbers have changed a lot, we could have a lot more cyclicality on the downside than we would have wanted. And that could especially pinch for a lot of the tertiary institutions who rely very heavily on foreign students and who cross-subsidize domestic students. That'll matter a lot for universities' funding, where we're going to be enrolling a lot more domestic students, and national government willingness to fund universities isn't infinite.
Thanks very much for your time this morning, all of you. That's Eric Crampton, Chief Economist at the think tank The New Zealand Initiative. As well, we had Michael Riddell, former Reserve Bank economist, and David Hall, Senior Researcher at AUT. Thanks again for your time.